So today's daf is daf Dalet. So we were finishing up the bottom of Gimel and Beis. We were starting off that last answer, my machmas ones. What was the case of the ones, where if they got married in a sheni, yom sheni, they would permit it. So let's take it from the bottom of Gimel and Beis, v'i b'yisema, four lines up. So b'yisema, the Gemara suggests my machmas ones. What's the ones that the Brisa referred to? Kitatani, like the Brisa teaches us, harei shehaya pisto afoi. So let's say the bread was already baked. The tavcho tavuach, and all the animals were slaughtered. The yeno mazug, and the wine is all diluted and prepared to be drank. Umeis aviv shachasin, and then suddenly the chasin kala are preparing for the chasana. On Monday, the father of the chasin dies. O ima shakala, or the mother of the kala die. Machnisin es hameis lecheder. So what happens is you have to take the body, place it in the cheder, don't bury it yet. Vesachasin vesakala lechupa. Then while you push aside the burial, you hurry up and. Right, even though they're supposed to get married on Wednesday, since this happened on Monday, they suddenly have to get married, get things together. They get married, they go to the chuppah. And then the Gemara, continuing on to Dalet Amud Aleph now, says, U'boel bilas mitzvah, and they have a bir rishona, and they're married. And then after that point, u'porish, they have to separate from each other. The Gemara is going to explain to us the separating is not really referring to this case, but just for now, after having bir rishona, they have to be porish, they have to separate from each other. And Rashi explains, Porish vikru es hames miyad. Then they have to go ahead and bury the mace after the chuppah. The chayvin de chala love chasna, says Rashi, havel gabe karegel. The halacha is that when a chasna kala during the Sher Brachos, it's a karegel. There's a Gemara in Moed Kadin that talks about that. That let's say there's a chasan who sees a teras on his body. The kohen's not supposed to look at it because it's karegel dami. It's viewed as a regel, and we push it until afterwards. So we view in many places that it's a regel for them. That's why there's no tachanun when they wherever they daven. So then Rashi continues v'lo asya avelus v'chayla. So since it's a regel with respect to the chasan and kala, avelus cannot be chal on a regel like a yantif. If someone loses a relative on yantif, there is no avelus at least before hesher. There's no shiva on yantif. It's pushed afterwards. So too for him, avelus isn't chal. V'noag shivas yimei mishav v'chule. So going back to the Gemara now. So what happens is they have bir rishona, and so now the regel is chal. Then they go ahead and bury the mace. So avelus cannot be chal on top of the regel. So then the Gemara says, Noheg shivas yimei hamishna. They have sheva brachos for a week. V'achar kach, afterwards, noheg shivas yimei avelus. Then they have...
Who dies or just...
We're going to... Exactly. Right now we know mother of Kala, father of Chasan. Exactly. Right. It's only that. Right. Right. So the Gemara is going to address that. So right now all we know is father of the Chasan, mother of the Kala. So that's what happens. They have Shivas Yimei Mishta, and then they have Shiva of Avelis. Again, Achakach Noag Shivas Yimei Avelis. V'chol Osan Hayamim, all those days, Rashi explains, is Shil Yimei Mishta, V'shel Avelis, all 14 days, what happens is, Hu Yashin Bein Ha'Nashim, V'hu Yishena Bein Ha'Nashim. He has to stay among the men, and she has to sleep among the women. They cannot be together alone. So Gemara is going to explain all of this. Rashi says, Hu Yashin V'chulei, Vein misyachin zem ze shemiyivol, because as an avel, it's usher to have beer. There's avelus. So during the first 7 days, even though they're in shivas yimei mishta, the halacha is dvarim shebetzina by avelus is still kept. So let's say someone loses a relative on yontif, so there's no avelus yet, but the mace is buried. Dvarim shebetzina, which means tashra shemita, is usher during the yontif, and even afterwards, I mean, the keeping shiva, it's going to be usher. Right, Rashi actually ends up saying that. Va'avel aser b'tashmir shemitah k'dil afinam be'ilam megalchin. The Gemara Moikatan. Va'af b'shas b'shivas yimei mishta. Rashi continues even during the first 7 days of Sheva Brachos. Shein keregel nohig hu avelus shel divrei tzina dehainu itzer b'tashmir, like we just explained. Okay. Then the Brisa continues. The Gemara is going to break down this whole Brisa. This is just the initial presentation. Ve'ein monin tachshitin min akala kol shloshim yom. And during the first 30 days of a kala getting married, we do not hold back any tachshitin, any jewelry, any makeup for her. And Rashi explains that kol shloshim yom afal pi shehein yimei avelus the shar bnei adam v'kol shekein mishloshim ve'elech. So even though she's within 30 days, she's within the shloshim of the mace of a relative of hers. Since she's still a kala, we don't we allow her to still dress up and look pretty for her husband, even though she's an avel and avel is not supposed to do that. There's a special exception for a kala. Okay, so then the Gemara continues and says, so that's the whole discussion, that's the whole brisa. Okay, so a mace happens, and unfortunately the cases do happen. There's a whole siman shulchan aruch to talk about how to go about doing this. This does happen.
What do you mean, the kol shiken mishloshim v'ailech?
So certainly if it's beyond the shloshim of avelus, it's in the yud beis chodesh of a parent where there's less avelus, so certainly
yeah, for
then
sure
she's allowed
not.
to.
Yeah.
Right. That's the kolshken, he says.
It almost seemed like, cause meaning if her father dies after the shloshim, she can still, is that what it is?
No, the confusion is the shloshim yom, unclear what it's referring to, 30 days of her marriage or 30 days of
Right.
death. It's
Okay.
referring to 30 days of death.
Ah.
So all 30 days of
So I
shloshim
see. Okay.
avelus,
Okay.
she
Okay.
could.
Right.
So now the question still remains, well, what's considered a kala? We know,
Right.
so is a kala, if, you know, 5 years of marriage, is she still considered a kala? So I think the halacha is during the first year, Shana Rishona, she's a kala. So she's allowed to get dressed up within shloshim and certainly even the Yud Beis Chodesh. Rashi. I think that's the definition of kala. I'll just look in the back if they tell us. There's another heter, by the way. It's a good trivia question. There's a Mishnah. I won't tell you where if you want to guess it. That says there's another instance where a kala is allowed to get dressed up, where everyone else is not allowed to, but she's allowed to. It's not a velus, though. You did learn it, yeah. Oh, he actually quotes in the back here that the din is by Yom Kippur. That normally a woman's not supposed to put makeup on and things
right,
like that,
right.
But by Kala and by a Melech, or Malka rather, there's a Heter.
No, it says obviously that after the Shloshim Yom, she's allowed to put achshitin. Kol shegen, lecha Shloshim Yom.
Yeah, that's what Rashi says.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we were discussing.
I wanted to understand what it meant, 30 days, if it meant... It meant that they got married and he died now. Right. So 30 days, it's 30 days of Elut, you know. Until
no, but it's just funny that Rashi would say it, because if she...
Meaning it's an obvious.
It's so obvious, because if you know,
maybe
if
you think it's
Shloshim, she can, after Shloshim. But you might think that even though Shloshim, after Shloshim...
Maybe
is
you
dead,
think a year, because you would say, you know... It's
no, that's what I'm saying. So maybe you say that the first 30 days she can, because it's 30 days after she got married. After that, it's more than 30 days since she got married, then... Shouldn't be allowed because she's already, they are married for a while already, and then the avelus is a little stronger than the marriage. It's possible, yeah.
They point out here that a kala is only called for the first 30 days, the Gemara Yuma says, only the first 30 days.
First 30 days.
So the first 30 days of her marriage.
That's why he says kol sheken, because.
Well, it depends when she gets
not
married.
Even kol sheken.
No, it is, because if, let's say, she gets married, let's say she's an avel already. So she gets married during her 30 days of. She gets married during her shloshim.
No, I'm saying, let's say this case, the father dies,
mm-hmm.
and she gets married.
On Monday.
Let's say Monday. Then after 30 days, she wants to know if she can put takshitin on, right? So after such a rush, she's saying that she can. But she's not a kala anymore.
Right, so that's what they ask
that's
her, right?
That's why he's saying kol sheken. That's why it's a good question, kol sheken, in a way, because it shouldn't be kol sheken.
Because she's not
a kala
anymore.
She's not
a kala,
but
right.
She's an avel.
Right. So I think they answer that, let's say she got married... Let's say she's already an Avel.
Right,
she gets married in 60
story.
Days.
Right, right.
So then, since it's Yud Beis
right.
Chodesh, I think that's what Rashi is
right.
talking about. But there's a discussion with
right.
Rishon, what's going on here within Rashi. Okay. So that's the Braisa again. That's the procedure that takes place. Now, there's a very important, very interesting Tosos here. Tosos Bilas Mitzvah, the second one. Bilas Mitzvah. He writes, why do we refer to Bir Rishon as Bilas Mitzvah? Kari le Bilas Mitzvah, Mishum Dechziv Kibolecha Osecha. The Pasuk says, through Bia, you are making, making you. Vamina, the Gemara Sanhedrin tells us that Ein Isha Karasas Bris Ela Lamisha Osel Osekli. Woman's only able to create a bond with a person who makes her into a Kli. Vaidei Kach Midbakba, and through the person who made her into a Kli, which we'll see what that means in a moment, she's going to cling to him. Ubanli De Piri Rivya, and it's going to lead to Piri Rivu. Ulahachi Karli Libias Rishona Ubias Mitzvah. So in essence, what the Gemara, I thought Tosis explained more when I last saw this. But what Tosu is trying to explain is that we're assuming a woman's a basula. So a woman does not get pregnant from the first bia because dam basulim are there. So what happens is when the first bia is shown, it removes the dam basulim, it now makes her into a kli that's roi to have children. So that's a, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. And nowadays it's different. Now we have live in a different way. Women get married when they're older. They don't always have dam basulim and could lose the dam basulim through other ways, through being very active. But at least back then, it was very, very common that women had Dam Basulim, and the Bir Shona made her into a Kli, which is now right to have Mitzvah Peruvo. Okay. So the Gemara says, now, David, this addresses your question. The Gemara, you know... Exactly. Dafka aviv shechasan al ima shekala. Only if the father of the chasan or the mother of the kala is there a het to push off the kvura and to hurry the wedding. But says the Gemara, because elek inish de tarchlu, but there's no one else to help them. The chasan always needs his father to put his suit on nicely, his tight, get him dressed properly, and the kala needs her wife, her mother, to help her get dressed and get prepared. But the chasan doesn't need the mother so much, and the kala doesn't need the father so much. I'm not sure how true this is nowadays. I think the chasan needs the mother more so than the father these days. But,
sure.
But that's that, at least back then.
The father is paying; he needs the father, not the
mother. Right, right. So, but the Gemara, right? Okay, that's a fair point. Aval ipchalo. So what's going to happen is, if all the preparations were done, and then the chasan loses his father, and they have to delay the wedding another month, there's no one to help the chasan the second time around in preparations because his father's no longer. And same thing with the kala. But it's only if that's the way. But if it's in the opposite direction, or any other relative, a sibling, a child, that would not allow you to delay the kavura. Instead, you have to do kavura right away and delay the wedding.
I don't understand. No, this is what is this saying that, or is it saying that? That's the only case that you would move it ahead to Monday.
Only case you'd move ahead to Monday, but which would mean that the other cases you'd have to do burial on Monday and you couldn't get married during Shiva.
Right.
So then you have to push everything off at least a week.
At least a week. So it would be a week to it would fall on Wednesday.
It would fall the following Wednesday.
It would be moved for 9 days.
Right, possibly, but there's a long tosus that discusses here about you have to wait really 30 days before, in general, an avel can get married within 30 days, unless he has no children, no purvu, or he might have young children who need a mother to help. So for those two reasons, either he has no children or very little children, very young children rather, he's allowed to get married within 30 days. No, not necessarily. Someone could be cutting and lose a spouse when they're older, of course, and have older children.
But the majority, I mean, the role is...
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I imagine most people die when they're older, so in which case the children would be older, wouldn't need a mother to take care of them. So I don't know if it's...
I want to understand. So the onus, the permission to get married on Monday and not on Wednesday, is because the father of the bride, of the groom, or the mother of the bride died on Monday?
Yeah.
So they're doing the wedding right away.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly, right. So thank you for pulling it back together. That's the overall point here. Exactly. Okay, so as I said, the Tosos Dibur Maskal Aval, I'm not going to read through it, but it discusses you can't get married right away if you do burial. You have to wait 30 days, and there are different instances, whether they're children or younger children or... Okay. The Gemara now says, Amar Raphram Bar Papa. This is around 7 lines down from the top. Amar Raphram Bar Papa, Amar Rav Chisda, Lo Shanu Ela Shenosin Maim Al Gavi Basar. This is only true that we allow the wedding to push off the Kavura if they already placed the water on the meat. Which Rashi explains, Shenosin Maim Al Gavi Basar Shuv Eina Roy Lemocho B'Mekulin. I'm not sure what B'Mekulin means here.
Shuk.
Okay. You're no longer allowed to sell it. Once you start the process of making, no one's going to buy the used meat. I don't know what the relevance of putting the water in what. I guess maybe they salted it and then they put it under water and the water took off the salt. And then the water, I guess, just a part of cleaning it. After you salted it, you probably cleaned off the salt.
Water. It says after you put water, meat in water, it spoils quicker.
Right. I'm saying, but why you put the water on the first place?
In order to prepare it for cooking.
Ah, okay. Soften it or something. Okay. So only once you put the water in the meat, now there's going to be a big hefsin mamon. Aval, lo nasan mayim al gavi basar. But if you didn't place the water, you didn't start that process, then what you should do is better to be mizdabin, sell it to the shuk, and then you should really do kavura first. Even if it's where the chasan loses the father and the kala loses the mother, if you didn't start that process of putting the water on, you have to sell it and cannot delay the burial. Amar Rava, Rava says, ubekrach, when it comes to a large city, afa pishin nasan mayim al gavi basar mizdabin. In a large city with a lot of people, it's easy to sell. So then, even if you did...
City.
A krach is a small city?
Kfar.
Did I say a krach is the first one, no? Did I skip a line?
Krach, I'm sorry.
Yeah, krach. Yeah. So krach is a big city, so where it's not so hard to find some demand for this meat. Even if you did pour the water on the meat, it's very easy to sell. So there you have to sell also and cannot delay the burial. You bury and delay the chasna instead. But if it comes to... that's what Rava says. But a village, even if you did not place water on the meat, because in a village it's hard to find people to buy, so even if you didn't start watering it yet, you still can't don't have to sell it. You can sell it. There's no way to sell it to.
But it's too much meat for the town.
Too much meat for the town.
Sure, because it's a whole wedding for some people.
So some people are coming from all over the place, and to just sell off to the town won't really be won't work. So therefore, you're allowed to get married in that case. So if that's the situation, so then the Gemara asks, if it's water's poured on, if it's in the city, so you always have to sell it. If it's in the village, you always don't have to sell it. So when's the case where it depends on whether you put the water on or not? So Rav Chista Heicha Mishkachasla, Rav Ashi Kigon Masa Machzia, this is the type of city that the Mafka Mikrach Mafka Mikvar. It's somewhere in the middle. It's not considered a big city. It's too small for a big city, but it's also bigger than a small village. So somewhere in the middle, that's a situation where if you pour the water on, so you're going to lose money, so you'll have to get married. But if you didn't pour the water on, you won't have such a hard time. It might be not as easy as a krach, but it's still able to sell off your produce.
From the lesson of the Gemara, you would think that it wasn't because of Hefset Mamu, it was more because of the Tircha, that nobody else will help them prepare the Seuda.
That's a good point.
More than anything else. It seems everything here now is about Hefset and Mamona, but the lesson of the Gemara was different. Was like...
That's a good point. There are, seem to be now
it's
two impressions. Yeah.
He doesn't say they have said Yeshiv said Meruva or anything. All right.
I think you're right. That's very worthwhile.
But that's the opinion of Bar Papa. That he said not because of the Tircha, because of the Hefsed.
No, but all of these people say La Papa and then Rava and then.
Yeah, but who said it before? Because of the
so you're saying maybe they're arguing about the reason. Maybe they're arguing about the reason here.
No, Tanya. כדתניה, שהיה פיתו אפוי ודפחות הרוח. הוא מת אביו של החתן, הוא אומר, that is in the brisa. And now, he says, differently. They argue with the brisa.
So apparently the Rajban, the Ritva, write that you need two tanaim for you to delay the burial. You need both. One is a hefsin mamon, and number two is no one else to help you out.
Uh-huh.
One without the other... Then there's no hetter. You have to have both those met to push it off.
So even if the father dies, but he didn't, if it's a big city, he didn't, he'll push off. Even if the father died, but he didn't put into the water, you don't push off. You only push off in a big city if your father died and it was already put into the water.
Yeah. Well, no, not a big city. No, it has to be a masa machzia. A big city, you can always sell it off. There's no hefsin mamon.
According to Rava.
Rava says you always sell it off.
Papa comes back.
Right. So also if the mother of the father, mother of the chassan die, even though it's a kfar and you're going to lose all that money, so you can't push off the burial.
Right.
Tough luck. Right. Even though there's maybe a big hefsed mamon, it has to be hefsed mamon plus the particular parent who's going to help you out.
Right.
Okay. Gemara brings a brisa, Tani Kavasi de Rav Chissa, brisa that supports the opinion of Rav Chissa, which says, Haresha haya pito afuya, the bread is all baked, v'tavchu tavuach, and all the meat's ready, v'ayayinim mazug, the wine's ready, v'nasu mayim agave basa, the water's placed in the meat, u'meis aviv shachasun al'ima shakala, the father of the chasun, mother of the kala, machnisus ha'meis l'cheder, you place it off to the side of the meis, v'esa chasun, v'esa kala l'chuppa, you bring them to the chuppa, u'bol b'las mitzvah, u'parish, then they separate. V'noeg shivas mi'amishah, v'achakach noeg shivas mi'avelus, v'chol osin yamim hu yashin bin ha'anashim, v'yisho yishin bin ha'anashim, same thing we saw before. V'chein, so everything's as we said before, and the only thing that Brisa adds on is that it specifies placing the water on the meat. That was a new thing that this Brisa added. To be consistent with the Rav Chis's opinion, it all depends on placing the water on the meat. But if the water was not placed on the meat, then you have to sell it off if you're in a big city or if you're in a masa machzia. But in the kfar, as we said before, then you don't have to sell it off because no one's there to buy it. This brisa continues to say, V'chein misha pirsa ishta nida hu yashin bin hanashim hishena bin hanashim. This happens, and it's a sad thing when this happens, but if the woman is nida during the wedding at the chuppah, so they can't be with each other, so here too also, the chasm, when they go home, has to sleep with the men, and she has to sleep with the woman. They have to be separate from each other. The maisa, what they do is, they end up going to one of the, probably most probably her parents' house, and they have like a little kid, I'm not sure what age they use, but a little kid sleep in the same room as them, just to avoid any contact between the two.
Because when my kids got married, it's a big difference. There's a difference in minhagim between Eretz Yisrael and here, because in Eretz Yisrael, to prove that it's not the chuppah with any chuppah nida, they hold, the chasan and kala hold the hand when they go out.
Uh-huh.
And here, that's the yeshiva gadol, they're very opposed to that. They don't let you.
Uh-huh.
You know, so in a way, I don't think of Rabina because, you know, he says, how could you, you have to hold hands, you have to show your son a chukanit, and then, you know, and then the Yeshiva Gedola holds that they shouldn't hold hands.
Right.
Just to prove that, you know, because in Israel, they want to prove that it's not a chupat nida.
I didn't know that they had that minhag in there.
It's
supposed to do it.
It's not good.
That's to do the chupa?
Yeah, it's not a good.
You set it up 6 months ahead.
The rabbi knows better.
Nowadays, it's not so difficult because they could...
they take pills.
Exactly.
To time it.
Yeah. So it's very rare to happen nowadays. But if it did, but, you know, 10 years ago, this did, it happened. So, okay.
In the time of the Gemara, they knew exactly when it was coming. Right, I mean that's what we learned.
Usually, they're more precise.
Even per
hour.
Yeah.
The girls have to keep track.
Right. So and not only they have to, but even their cycle was more exact.
More precise per, even per hour. We were learned.
So there are some cases in Nida were per hour. Now, learn those Gemaras about their cycle. I'm not sure if it was really so common or it can happen that way. It doesn't really discuss how common it was. It seems to be they're so precise about the Gemaras in Nida about the exact time they expected it. It seemed like they had a more right. There was really also more directly connected to the moon. Like there was a cycle that every 15th of the month, regardless of when the new month would be, whether it's a full month or not, the 15th of the month was the deciding factor. There's much more of a higher connection between the moon and their cycle. It's fascinating. Right. Nowadays it doesn't work like that. We're more distant from these the kochos above. Okay. So continuing in the Gemara now. The Gemara says, "Ve'ein monin tachshit mina kala." Like we said before, the Brisa says we don't make her hold back any jewelry and makeup. Hakol shoshim yom, all 30 days. Ben kach. Both situations. Lo yival, lo ber Shabbos, lo b'masai Shabbos. We do not allow for bir rishona if it didn't happen beforehand. We do not allow it to happen on Leil Shabbos, as we'll see. It's making a chabura, and we're going to see also matzah Shabbos is not allowed either for bir rishona. That the Gemara is going to explain also later on. That's on daf hey. That's tomorrow's daf. So now the Gemara is going to break down the brice that we just brought. Amar Mar. We said above that Hu Yashin bein ha'nashim v'hi yishena bein ha'nashim. When it comes to this situation where the parent dies, so we place the mace aside, we have the chasen kala get married, they have bir rishona, and then we separate the two of them until Shiva is over. So the Gemara says, Mesai le, this idea supports Rabbi Yochanan. Damar Rabbi Yochanan, afal pisha amru, even though we said, ein avelis b'moed. Even though there is no Avelis B'moed, so why do we have to separate them? They should be allowed to be with each other the remaining days of Shev Brachos. Aval, says Rabbi Yochanan, aval dvarim shel tzina noeg, but we do keep private Avelis, which is namely Tashmi Shemitah, which might also incorporate Talmud Torah, might also be considered dvarim shel tzina. Maybe even wearing shoes, not wearing shoes in the house if nobody's around might be considered dvarim shel tzina. These things are discussed in Shulchan Aruch. But certainly Tashmi Shemitah is something that's Dvarim Shabbatina, and that is no haig even during Shivas Yimei Bracha, Sheva Brachos.
I don't think they have the mood, you know, to have relations when somebody of the parents died to begin with.
So it's an interesting point you're mentioning. The end of the Masechas Kedushin talks about Yichud. The very last parak, second to last Mishnah talks about Yichud.
We didn't Kedushin?
No, we did not. So the Gemara there talks about if it's a situation of Avelis, let's say they're going out to bury someone, there's no problem of Yichud, because who's going to have their right frame of mind during Avelis? The Gemara records in Maisa that once a woman is going to bury a child, Rahman Latzlan, an infant, and there are a bunch of men with her who were going to bury it, and they were involved in this. So they say, you see from this, even though it's a situation of Avelis, which is, again, she's burying her own child, it could still lead to this, and we don't trust anybody in any situation. And that's what happens. It comes down even to the halachas of Nida. That let's say she's sick. If she's sick versus he's sick. So if he's sick, so we allow for certain, even normally if different hachakos, no passing things to each other, no helping each other. If he's sick, we allow for certain kulas to help attend to him. But if she's sick and he's not, and he's helping her, we don't allow for any of those things. He cannot help her because from his perspective, he's completely healthy and strong. So even in situations where she might be very sick, that's not going to necessarily change the Yetzihara. So, okay, the Gemara says further now, Darish Rav Yosef Brei D'Rava, Mishmei D'Rava. We made the following drasha. Lo Shanu Ela Shalabal. The whole halacha above, where we make them separate from each other during the Shiva Simei Mishnah and during the Shiva, is only where they never had Bir Rishona. Aval Bal Ishto Yishena Imo. Aval Bal Ishto Yishena Imo. But if they had Bir Rishona, So then they would allow it to be with each other. So the Gemara said, what do you mean? Didn't we say that they had Birishona and then they did the Kvur? So they had Birishona, exactly. So the Gemara says that the Katani who Yashin bin Hanashim v'ha Yashana bin Hanashim, and despite the fact they were talking about where there was Birishona, yet we're still saying they have to separate from each other. Where it says, no, the Brisa was confused, or it was confusing the way it was presented. Ki kamar apirsa isha nidaha. So it was, when it says that they have to separate from each other, is when they get married and she was in Nida, so there was never a Bir Rishona. That's when it says he has to separate and she has to separate. But if there was a Bir Rishona, so then Eina Chanami, that they would not have to separate from each other. Gemara says, V'chein Katani? It says, V'chein, as a separate point, it's after presenting the case of the death and the chas and the burial, then it says, V'chein, so to the loch is Pir Sanida. So you can't now say our case above was on Pir Sanida. Pir Sanida was a separate case. It says, V'chein, as a separate case, so too by Pir Sanida. So the Gemara clarifies now on the top of Amud Beis as follows. Hachi Kamar. V'chein, Misha Pir Sanida, V'lo Baal, so too a situation where a woman was Pir Sanida, and there is no bia who yashin bin hanashim v'isha yishena bin hanashim. But
if she's in Ida, and there was no Bihilat.
Hey, Nechem, we're saying that it's Aser. It's Aser for the Chasun, even if they had Bir Rishona, is that what we're saying in the end?
When she's in Ida.
Right. It says, if the, it says like this, it says that it only came to compare the halacha of Nida when the parents die.
Mm-hmm.
And in the case of the parent, when the parents die, even if they had bia, they have to separate. And in the case of Nida, only if they didn't have bia, they have to separate.
So the reason why they separate by the case of the Misa is because they're now b'shiva. Not because
right.
We don't try, not an issue of this.
Of trust,
two things.
Because of Shiva. Exactly.
There's Nida and there's Avela. Two reasons why a husband and wife are usher to each other. Either because of Avelis or because of Nida. So the first case where there was bia Rishona, they have to separate simply because of Avelis. When she's Nida, they separate because of Eser Nida.
Yeah.
Now,
it's not comparing not to the Dinim.
Right.
No,
okay. So the Gemara now says three lines down. Three lines down now. Lememer, is this to suggest that the Velus Kila Le Minida, that Velus is more Kal, Rashi says, Kila Le, Lavor Ale Minida? That in the eyes of the people, Avelis is more lenient. And that's why we have to separate them. To Avelis lo mehemnis le, we don't trust him by Avelis vanida mehemnis le. Meaning, when they had Birishona, and then she becomes Nida, we don't make them separate from the house. As long as there's Birishona, they could stay in the same house, in the same room together. But by Avelis' situation, they had Birishona, and then they're Avelis, then we separate them? Why is that different? It must be...
It's the other way around.
No, we...
It seems to me that the Gemara is saying that Avelus is more kal than Nida.
Yeah, that's what Gemara is saying, exactly. Lemeima Davelus kila le Nida.
Ah, okay.
So that
in their eyes.
More kal, why you separate them?
No, not why you separate. No, in the case of
Avelus, they're separated.
Avelus is more chamor than Nida.
What is?
Avelus is more chamor because Avelus, even if they had Bia, they have to be separated. In Nida, they had Bia.
So it's not
chamor.
We're looking from the perspective of them. In their eyes,
okay.
Avelus is nothing. So even after Bia,
right,
they're going to think they'll violate Avelus, being with each other during Avelus. So therefore, we have to separate them because they take Avelus so lightly. Exactly. So when it comes to Nida, we trust them that Nida's karis is more serious. It's more chamer in their eyes, so there's no need to separate them after a Birishona.
Right.
Only before Birishona do we have to separate them, but once they had Birishona once, so then there's no need to separate, they trust.
Right.
But by Avelis, we don't trust them, even if they had Birishona. So is that really true that Avelis is more makil in the eyes of the chas and the kal, the husband and wife? V'ham Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Chanina Amar Rav Huna. Kol molachos she'is she'osu lebaila. Anything that a woman can do to her husband, Nida osa lebaila, when she's Nida, she could also do those same types of services for him. Chutz mimizigas hakos, v'hatzos hamita, v'harchatzos panav yad v'raglav. There are three things that she may not do as being a nida. That is, she cannot pour the kos of wine. That is a different range of what this means. Rashi says, lahoshilo, she can't extend it out to him. Others say she cannot even prepare it in the other room for him. So in the end of the day, we paskin that she could prepare pour wine as long as it's not in front of him, based on this Rashi. But there's a discussion of to what level does it really mean preparing? Does it really mean to serve to him? And then the other thing is you cannot hatsas hamita. You can't spread the bed. You can't make the bed in front of him. Rashi explained because these things are derech kir v'chibahenu banli de hergal davar. So like making the bed and fluffing up the pillow and everything is a very derech chiba. You can't do it at all, and really be possible you can't do it in front of him. So if the husband's home and you're making the bed in front of him, you can't make the bed. If he leaves the room, he goes downstairs, then you're allowed to make the bed. And then the third thing is harchatzas panav yad v'raglav, literally means washing his hands and face and feet, which seems to be obvious because it's an issa to even touch. So what's the chiddush here? So I think it's the Rajba that explains that it refers to she cannot draw the bath from, cannot prepare a bath or water for him to use to clean. So these are three services that may not be done for while she's in nida. Okay, but now with respect to Ila Gave Avelis, in contrast to that, we have the following halacha. Tanya, Afa Pisha Amru Ein Adam Rasha La Kofes Isha Lios Kochelas, even though man cannot force his wife to put on this eyeshadow, Lios Pokeses, which Pokeses again? It's the hair? Same with the hair.
Blush.
The blush, okay. Be'emes Amru, in truth, they say, Mozeges La Kos, she can pour him a cup of wine, Umetaslo Hamita, and prepare the bed, Umarchasas Lo Panagyad the Raglov, and prepare the bath for him. So these things, it's talking about a situation where he's an Avel, so we're more lenient. We allow her to do everything, all these services for him. So we see, well, shouldn't we be concerned that since Avelis is more Makil, they might violate an Avera here? So we see it's the opposite. We're more Machmir, in their eyes at least, they view. We need to be more machmir on Nida because we don't trust them, and we don't need to be as machmir for Avelis because we trust them more. It's the opposite. So Gemara says, no, lokashia kan bevelis didei, kan bevelis dida. It depends who's sitting Avelis. Rashi explains, kan Avelis didei, his Avelis, when the man is sitting as an Avel. The olam Avelis kila la minya. Certainly across the board, Avelis is more lenient in their eyes because Nida's karis and Avelis isn't. And the honey masisa hachi matarch, and the way you explain the steer in Bryce is as follows. When he's an Avel, so we're not gonna we don't trust the man. So when he's an Avel, he's gonna think, okay, I'm an Avel, his Yetihar is gonna get him, his Tive is gonna get him, so we have to step in and separate them because in his eyes Avelis is more makel. The Hach de Kasani Mosekes Lakos, when it's talking about where she pours for him, she could do services for him. That's talking about Bavayas Didaka. When it's referring to her perspective. Because when her perspective is, then her tithe is not going to be as strong. She's obviously more emotional. So it's not going to. We're not going to think that she's going to violate any Averas when she's the one experiencing the Avelis. She lost a relative. Continuing Rashi, Tikasani Ein Adam Rasha Lakof Alma Bavayas Didaka. Is talking about her, where he wants to force her. He's not allowed to force her to get dressed up. An Avel can't get dressed up. He cannot force her. So it's clearly talking about her Avelis, says Rashi. She's not comfortable getting dressed up while she's sitting Shiva. The reason why she's allowed to pour wine, because if he's going to want to be with her, she said, I'm an Avil now, and she's going to have self-control because she's the one experiencing the Avelis. So that's the difference. So yes, in general, they view Avelis as more Makil than Nida, certainly. But if it's his own Avelis, we're concerned that his Yetzer might get to him, and we're not going to trust him. Therefore, we have to put in certain limitations. Okay. So the Gemara now says, "V'ha aviv shechasen o ima shakala katani." So we just said above the case is where they have to separate from each other after Birishona because of Avelis. We said because it's his Avelis. But didn't the Braisa tell us it's also a case of her Avelis, where she's an Avel for her mother? Again, Ha Aviv Shachasin O Ima Shakala Katani? Gemara says, Ki Katani Ashara. When we spoke about the case of having to separate them, it's only on the other one where his father died. But if it's her father. No?
Where do we learn when it says, Hu Yoshen Ben Anashim Behi Yoshenet Ben Ha. Hu Yoshen Ben Anashim? It doesn't say Behi Yoshenet Ben Ha.
Anashim, yeah.
How can we learn from you that it's only that he's an Avel?
No, that we were trying. We the Gemara interpreted it. We had the stira, whether we're more machmir by Avelis or not.
Right.
And the Gemara says we're more machmir when he's an avel, and we're more mekel when she's an avel.
Right.
So the case of where we're machmir is, when do we separate the two of them after birishona, is when he's an avel. Because when he's an avel, we don't trust him even when he's an avel. But even the Gemara says, even in a case where she's an avel, where the mother of the kal dies, also separate. Right. So that's Gemara says, no, in terms of the line of separating, that separating is only qualifying when his father dies, when he's an avel. But when she's an avel for a mother, there's no need to separate them.
Right.
Never trust him. Never trust him, exactly. So the Gemara says, again, katani ki katani ashara. Now the Gemara says, umi shaini bein avelis didei lavelis tida. Do we have such a distinction between his avelis versus her avelis? Hatani, the Brisa tells us, the Brisa, I assume, that appears in my katan. What other dinim, what do you mean? When it says the halacha of separating man and a woman, he's among the men, she's among the women, that's only talking about, I guess I should say it the other way around, that when we say the same halacha of her mother dying is referring to all the halachas apply, everything, all the other ones, other than the separating
except
part.
For separating.
Except for separating, exactly. Separating doesn't apply to her, but all the other dinim do, as in terms of burying and pushing off Shiva, that does apply to when her mother dies. Now, the Gemara challenges this distinction. Umi shiny bein avelus tidei la avelus tida. Do we really distinguish between whether he's an avel versus when she's an avel? Hatani, the Brisa tells us that misha meis chamav o chamoso, a man whose father-in-law or mother-in-law die, in yachol la kofes isha lios kocheles lios pokeses. A man cannot force his wife, who's now, well, of course, the daughter, who's sitting shiva, he cannot force her to put on a makeup, put on a eyeshadow or blush. Elakofa mitaso, he has to instead flip his bed over. That was one of the nihu gavelis, was to kfiesa mita, flip over the bed. It's not done nowadays, Tosas writes, for three reasons in Moikatan. Because one thing is our beds are not like the way they made their beds then, different types. Their beds, you could flip the other side and still sleep on the other side of the bed. It's going to be a little bit lower. Our beds don't really work like that. Also, Tosas says it's concern of machshefa, some type of kishiv going on. There's a third reason also, I think he says. But one of the things they have to do is flip over the bed. So the husband now, whose father-in-law or mother-in-law passed away, has to kofa mitasa, has to turn over his bed as well, v'noheg ima aveis, and has to join her in sitting a shiva. V'cheini, so to she, shemeis chameh o chamosa, if her mother-in-law or father-in-law dies, she has to also be noheg aveis with her spouse. Eini rasha lios kocheles, lios pokeses, she also cannot adorn herself, ela kofa mitasa, v'noheg ima aveis. So we see from here that they're supposed to accompany each other. There's never a distinction of his versus her avelis. They're always doing it together. So Gemara says, Tani b'avelis didei, when it comes to his, now Gemara is trying to reinterpret, I think. When it comes to his avelis, hu yashin bein ha'nashim, v'ishto yishena bein ha'nashim, he sleeps among the men, she sleeps among the women. V'havachein katani. Wait a second, are we still... Did I lose the line there for a second?
No, not right. The Gemara answers.
Gemara, I missed the answer? The Gemara didn't answer it, did it?
Yeah,
it's... Tana, the Gemara says, Ba'velis tidei, hu yashin ben ashim, v'yisho yishena ben ashim. So we say, no, when it comes to his avelis...
Yeah, ba'al avelis, yeah, his avelis.
I don't understand why this answers the question.
Yeah, I don't get it either.
Usually, agi, yesh lagi et habraita ve'lishnot
ba'al avelis. The words of the Brisa.
But has an answer. If we know in general that they always have to have avelis together.
So the Brisa come to change it and said, when he's...
But he's not really...
When he's an avelis.
Right.
She's not
really
an
avelis. When he's an avelis. So there's an exception to the other Brisa.
But we just said...
That they are both.
Yeah.
So the Brisa is excusing that in his case, they are separated.
But even when he's an avel, we just said that she also has to keep the same level of avelos. And when she's an avel, he also has to keep the
really
same.
An avel.
Right, but the Gemara didn't say that though. And I agree that's the case.
No, but it's only about separation. She's keeping avelos.
No, but the Gemara's line of question was as follows: is it really true we could distinguish between his avelos versus her avelos? The Brisa we just brought is that they always
in regards to being together. That's totally inyan. They didn't leave this inyan for the last two pages.
No, but so what's the question? The Gemara brings a raya that they're always going to sit avelut together.
We started saying that, hold on, avelut is more chamur than it, and it is more chamur. How come in that case they're not separated? In this case, they're separated.
Now the question here is clearly that we can never distinguish between their two aveluses, because when one's avel, the other one's an avel with them. There's never her avelus versus his avelus. It's always equal.
So what's the meaning to separation at night?
So then it should not be a distinction. No matter who, if it's her mother or his father, they should have to separate from each other. Because it's even when it's her avelus.
We don't trust him.
Right. And that's why we don't trust. Exactly.
So exactly. So that's what they said. That the etnei ba'avelut didei hu yashen ben hashem. In his avelut, hu yashen ben hashem.
But even when she's an avel, though, it's still his avelus, we just said.
Ela isurei avelut chamurim dinam b'nei anashim ad shafilu be'avelot. Avelut habal, en choshishim sheit gaver alav yitzro livol. Right, so it's not
good. This machlok is exactly how to understand that question. We're working within the opinion of Rashi. There's a whole footnote in my Gemara here. Any clarifications in any of yours? I'm not getting much here.
No, it seems that we must be doing something wrong because there is no clarification. Can we do like a shakla vetari, a little bit of what happened till now?
Well, basically what happened was we had a stira with respect to avelus. And at one point we thought avelus was more makel in their eyes, and that's why we had to separate them even after Bir Rishona. That was our initial gemara here in Ksuvis. We brought another brisa that said that even during avelus, she's allowed to do all the services which she's normally also to do as a nida, she may do during avelus. So see, we don't need to make any stringencies for avelus. Avelus is not make on the eyes. And where it says the difference is, our Bryce and Ksubas is where he's an avel. We don't trust him even when he's avel. That's why we have to have these separations. The Bryce that we brought in the Gemara where she could do services is where she is an avel. So she's allowed to do services because even if his Yeter is miskaber love, she's an avel, she's going to have self-control. So therefore we're lenient when she's an avel. So we have a distinction regarding who's going to be the avel. But then the Gemara says, wait a second. You can never distinguish between when he's an avel versus when she's an avel, because whenever one's an avel, the spouse has to keep avelus with them. So when she's an avel because of her mother, so he's also an avel for his mother-in-law.
Right.
So there's never such a distinction. So then the Gemara has this cryptic answer, which the footnote has this something.
I guess what he might be saying is that in the case of our Braisa, even the only case that they have to be separated is if he's an avel, because he may not be able to control her himself. That's why it's saying Tani Gabelud Diday Hu Yashem Ben Anashim V'Shteyashin Ben Anashim. Only in our Mishnah, you have to understand, on our Braisa, you have to understand that it's only when he's an avel that the Braisa mentions that they have to be separated.
But aren't we saying that whenever he's an avel, she's an avel also?
Yeah, but what we're saying is that, in a way, yes, but she will not, in this case, we don't trust it, even though, I guess you can only say that she will withhold herself if she's a real avel.
Right, that's how you're saying.
If she's not a real avel, she still has to be noheg, but she might give up. Right. She might give in and accept.
Right. So I agree with both you and Harry suggesting that that's logical. I just don't see that in the Gemara. The Gemara just says, Marcy, you're right, but doesn't the Bryce, the Gemara says there's a difference when he's versus her. But the Gemara before said there's an equation between the two. So the Gemara never actually articulates there's a difference when he's an actual avail. Never says that. That might be the underlying idea, even though the Gemara doesn't say it and Rashi doesn't explain it. That might be what we have to explain.
That's the
But certainly the Gemara Moed Katan says, when it comes to all these dinim of a velus for an in-law, it's just in front of her. But when she's not, the spouse isn't there, there's no velus at all.
So I guess this is a little bit, yeah.
Right. Okay. It says the Gemara now. The Gemara asks, "Ha v'chein katani?" Doesn't it say v'chein and so too? So what's this question now?
It says, "Aval harei avrayt amra v'chein ki ha'isha shemet chamia ochamota ve'lesham v'chein mashma sheba lehashvot mikra ze lemikra shemet chamav ochamota shelava legabe legamre lechol nidinei."
Aha.
That it's comparing everything.
Okay, oh, I see. Okay, I think I got it now. In what we're doing is we're fixing the second brisa that we just brought, which equates it to, we're adding a whole line in there. And let's say, but there is a difference. Even with that brisa,
wow, equates.
In the second brisa, we're saying, that even though it seems to be very equal, there's a distinction that when he's the actual Avel, then they have to separate from each other. But when she's the actual Avel, there's no need to separate from each other. But then the Gemara asks, it doesn't say v'chein, they were trying to equate so to whether he or she is the avel, the dinim are equal across the board. And the Gemara says, no, ki katani, when we have the word v'chein, that's only referring to akicha pirkas, that whether he's the avel or she's the avel, she does not have to get dressed up, she doesn't have to put makeup on, that's the equation. But ein achanami, even though it seemed to be pretty equal, when it comes to separating, only when he's the real avel is there a requirement of separation.
That's strange. Sees a velut. Now in hell velut, he doesn't really care if it's not sees. So why the answer there is not?
No, because she
will not accept. She will say no.
Who asked her even?
We're not assuming there's any.
We're
assuming there's some type of relationship here. Okay, the Engvar says v'ha imo katani. So it doesn't say imo. My love imo b'mito. Doesn't say that. After Rashi explains. V'ha imo katani, my love imo b'mita, alma avelis didei namim hemen, that they are knowing avelis with each other, so he has to be with her. Mamash imo, mamash even in the same mita, even when he's an avel, we permit them to be in the same bed, says Rashi, and that's the Gemara's understanding. So there is a trust here, where it says, no, imo means lo imo b'bayis, that they could be in the same house together. Uchadam alei rev l'chi ebrei, ba'peh, this is what we said before, and Gemara Mori Katan as well, only in front of him is there a requirement of avelus, but when he's not there, there's no requirement of avelus. So Rashi explains, lo imo b'bayis, ta'im alav mishum d'mehemen. This is not a discussion of trust or not. Ela, lashminan de'ein avilusa mutal aleha, ela b'fanav mishum foto. This is not a real din of avelus like we said before. There's no avelus on him. On her, rather. It's only out of respect for him. It's inappropriate while he is sitting there and sitting a shiva to do normal things around him. That's just an issue of kavod, of a better relationship. Show that proper kavod. V'chein hu ein aveluso motu alav ela lefanel lechvod. So to when she's sitting shiva, there's no real avelus on him as a spouse. Simply he has to show kavod and respect in front of her. But the second he leaves the house, he could go about his normal day. Gemara says now, Rav Ashi Amar mi... Kimadamis Avelusa Dahachal Avelusa Dalma. Could you really compare the two? Avelus of this situation to Avelus in general? Meaning Avelus of Hachal is referring to the case of where they just had got married and versus someone's been married for a while and then Avelus comes upon them. Why? Avelus da Alma Chamer Lo Asi Lezil Zilbei. But when it comes to Avelus in general, that's more Chamer and people are going to come to be Mzalzal it. But when it comes to Avelus da Hachal, Avelus in general is very chamer in people's eyes. We're not concerned that they're going to trip up. So that's why we allow her to do the certain services for him in the certain kulas, because we do trust them. But here, when it comes to Avelus Tahacha, our situation of you pushing off the marriage, you're delaying it, since Rabbanon already put a kula in it, they're going to, you know, imagine the motions that their father just died, and they put the father off to the room, and they get married. So now the chas is going to overshadow the avelus, and the avelus is going to be delayed. It's less impactful. So they might say, the rabban pushed off the burial, the rabban pushed off the shiva. They might also be very lenient when it comes to this inyan of tashmin mita as well.
But the second tashmin, the first tashmin, they're allowed.
Right, because there's no avelus yet. They're just onin. So Gemara says, my kula. What's the kula that the chamim had instituted that they might lead to them being mezalzel in it? So Gemara says, "Ilema de katani bol bilas mitzvah parish." So if it's because they allowed for bia, well, that's not the heter, that's not the kula. Hasam mishum delo achal alal velas. There's no velas yet, so that's a kim de kula. Ile Rabbi Eliezer ad sheyetze ben pesach habayis. Ile Rishua ad sheyetze magolo. So avelas doesn't begin according to either Rabbi Elazar once they leave the house. When they're going off to bury the body, that's when it begins. So they didn't leave the bias yet, so no avelis. Or according to Rabbi Yeshua, which is what we paskin like, it's not until they close the top of the aron, the kever, they dig the bury it, that's when avelis begins. There's machlokas Rashi Tosfos here, Rashi elsewhere. It comes up a few places in Shas, the same Tosfos on the bottom here. What exactly is Yistam HaGolo? Rashi in many places says it refers to the covering of the aron. And I think Tosfos Rabbi Yonatan refers to it as like the matseva on top. I think that's part of the debate, but that's the Tosfos all the way in the bottom here. So Avelis hasn't begun yet, so that can't be the kula. What's the kula in Avelis? So it says the Gemara, Ela de katani noeg shivasi me mishav, achakach noeg shivasi me Avelis. It's the fact that we say we're after the burial, we're going to push off, we're going to delay shiva for 7 days. That's the kula. So since there's a kula there, it might lead to other kulas. We have to therefore put a proper siyagim and say you cannot be with each other during the 14 days, 7 days of Shiva Simeon Misha, and then Shiva Avelis. It's probably a good stopping point. Should we go a little further? Okay, so to do some Chazara, we start off talking about the situation, what the onus was, that you're allowed to get married on a Monday. The Gemara says it's an onus where a father, the chassan, or the mother, the kala, had passed away because of the urgency of no one able to help them and the tremendous loss of money. We allowed them to get married on Monday and to put the mace, delay the burial, get married, bir rishona, then have the burial, then have shivas yimei mishta with the isser of tashas shemitah, and then afterwards having a full shivas yimei avelas after that point. Then the Gemara says it's only true if a father, the chassan, and the mother, the kala, die. Any other relative would not allow for pushing off the chasana. Would not allow for doing the chasana. You would have to push off the chasana. Then Rav from our papa says it's also only if it's a hefsid mamon. What's hefsid mamon? If where you started pouring the water in the meat, now you can't sell it. And the Gemara says it's only true you can't sell it in masa machza. But in a krach, even if you put the water on, you could still very easily sell it. And in a kfar, even if you didn't put the water on, it's hard to sell. So there would be hefsid mamon. Only this masa machze, which is somewhere in the middle, where if you put the water on, it's going to be lost, so then you have to get married. You can't sell it off. But if you didn't put the water on yet, you have a few extra days to sell the meat off, and better to push off the wedding. Then the Gemara brought a whole brisa to support that idea of Rav Chisda, that it all depends on pouring the water on the meat. And then we went through this halacha of him sleeping among the men and she sleeping among the women. That was a situation of if she was either a nida, so they never had tashra mita, the first, no bir rishona. That's one situation where she would be among the women, he'd be among the men. And alternatively, also said, even if in the case of avelis, where there was bir rishona, there's also a requirement to have him separate among the men and she separated among the women, because we don't trust them, because in their eyes, avelis is considered more makel. And then Gemara went to analyze back and forth whether really is it true that avelis is more makel than nida. We have on one hand that by avelis it's also to do those three things, mizikas akos, richitas panav yad raglav, and hatas amita. As opposed to avelis, we permitted those things. The Gemara said the difference is that avelis didei versus avelis dida. When he's an avel, we never trust him. When she's an avel, even though we don't trust him, we do trust her because she's going to be emotionally drained, of course, from her own avelis. And the Gemara brought Bryce said, don't we see that they're equal? That his avelis and her avelis, whenever she's an avel, he has to be, and vice versa. So they're always together. Where it says, no, not true. There is a distinction. Even though that's true, they have to keep within each other. It's only customary in front of them. But once they leave the house, there's no requirement. There's no real din of avelis there. And then finally, Rav Ashi suggested that there's a difference of avelis, the hacha, versus avelis, the alma. Avelis, the alma, we trust each other. We trust people because there's real avelis. But specifically by avelis of the chasana, this particular case, where the chama had pushed off the shiv in the first place, they might view this avelis as being very makel and might come to trip up. That's where we have to put the added separation of him among the men, her among the women. But in general, there's no need to do that by avelis.
So meaning by regular avel, you say that they can sleep in the same house.
Exactly.
Just when they're just married, that they have to
exactly. Okay, everyone have a wonderful Shabbos.